If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the only witness is the one they silenced. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Let me ask you about that nightclub shooting going way back to the late 90s with Jennifer Lopez in that club. A woman being shot. Shine was the artist that took the fall for Diddy. The allegations are that he's the one who pulled the trigger. He's come out now. I mean, he's actually in politics in a different country now, but has come out in that new documentary saying, it was not me. I took the fall for Diddy. The woman who was shot flat out has said, it was Diddy that had the gun. I had the bullet that came straight at my face. I know who pulled the trigger. But Diddy was found innocent of those charges back then when it did go to court. I know this is a RICO case. How much of that can get brought into this when he's already been tried? Or would this be considered new evidence where you have multiple people now making these claims differently than they did 20 some years ago?
Well, I think the problem is you can't, if it's the same evidence, in other words, you can't just have somebody change their testimony and necessarily have that not fall into a double jeopardy situation. But it really depends on the charge. If he was never, ever charged federally for that crime. He was never even looked at federally in those days. So this is a whole different crime that he would be charged with because it's under federal statute. To show you an analogy is Luigi Mangione. Same exact set of facts, but charged under federal law and charged under New York law.
So could there be federal charges going back to that case, even though he's been charged in a state level already for the nightclub shooting back then?
I think there could be under a RICO, under basically just what we call there are crimes that constitute that you have to have. You have to have at least two crimes that come under the RICO statute to even charge RICO. So I could see them filling in with another crime, which would be this attempted murder under their RICO statute. So I could see something like that. It's very interesting because, as you said, the person shot has said multiple times, I've seen her interviews, he shot me in the face. Mm-hmm. That's, it's unequivocal what she says.
Yeah. And somehow he got away with it. At least that's how it appears to have happened. There's so many things that are brought up in this documentary. There's one other point I want to bring out and get your opinion on here. We hear in a short piece of the documentary about his childhood. We hear from one of his childhood friends who literally grew up in the same house as he did in a duplex. And they talk about parties. They talk about the parties that mom was having, Janice Combs, who's still standing by her son's side. We saw the two of them kind of, you know, almost mourning together, if you will, after the invasions of his home from federal authorities and that little window that he had where he was still a free man. The allegations are Janice Combs was having sex parties back in the 1990s and 80s where he was growing up, and that this was kind of a normal thing. Allegations that mom even had a little group of girls that she would bring in for her son and his friends to do what they would with. I mean, this is like a normal thing. And at that age, if you're a 15-year-old, 16-year-old boy, you're going to think that's the best damn thing in the world. You just will. Not realizing the repercussions, not realizing how mentally damaging that is to someone at that age to normalize that sort of behavior. But it certainly makes a lot of sense seeing how he then treated women going forward the rest of life. What's your thoughts on those allegations? It certainly makes a recipe for the sauce.
Well, I always say, at least in the cases that I've worked, when you have these criminals that do these egregious crimes, they typically start off so beautiful as beautiful little children, just like all other children begin. And you can look usually no farther than the tree that dropped them to see the environment they were in, how they were socialized, what they saw before them. So I think that there seems to be a lot of truth in what's being put out there. It's something that I personally witnessed working gangs for years and years and years. These little ones are like any other little one, and unfortunately, they're in environments where they don't have a chance to even have any idea what it's like to be normal. So I'm not surprised at all. It makes a lot of sense to me, and I think it's very desensitizing. And on top of that, like you said, you know, when you start out like that, if it's true at 15 years old, of course you're going to continue in that behavior because it's, you know, probably very gratifying.
Yeah. Especially when you were kind of an outcast, which it seemed he was. He used kind of the money that he had from mom. He was known as kind of the rich kid in the neighborhood back then to try and shine brighter than others, and always kind of struggled with that, but also had incredible ambition to pull himself out of that, and incredible talent too when it came to making music. He went from that childhood straight into pretty much fame and worked his way up there, never really having a moment to kind of gather himself as an adult, as I think most of us have when we leave our parents' home and get into adulthood. It's kind of a reckoning time, kind of a who am I moment. But he went straight from the excesses that were allowed to him at such a young age and then just added more money to it with more possibilities of what he could do. It makes more sense now where you see his defiance to all of these charges and all of these accusations, where he says he did nothing wrong, because it kind of makes you wonder, does he really think he did nothing wrong? The same way like Lori Vallow thinks she did nothing wrong. The same way Robert Tellis thinks he did nothing wrong. They're so ingrained in this other way of thinking, and they've been so conditioned that do they see the other side the way that the rest of us do, or at least have the ability to?
All right, I have to stop you there, Tony.
I know.
I'm giving him a little bit of leeway, you know, if he was raised around that, like this documentary is putting forth. But let's be serious. He made all these videos. He told people, you know, they couldn't talk about anything. He paid people off. People had to sign NDAs. If you really think you're living your life justly and all of this is just normal, you don't take all those precautions. So big exclamation mark, no. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew it was wrong. And I think we're going to see even deeper, slimier underbelly of what Diddy was capable of.
Well, we now have the allegations of murder in there. On top of everything else, I don't know what we're going to get next. I don't think I want to know what we're going to get next, because I don't know where else this can go. I mean, it just keeps getting worse and worse, and a lot of people have stories to tell. I found it shocking that Al B. Shore came out on television making that accusation of murder. I mean, and for NBC to go, that's cool, put that in the show. I mean, that's kind of a liability to go and make that sort of statement on camera, on live television. Yes, the word allegedly was used in there, but could Al B. Shore be trying to bait him into a lawsuit, trying to bait him in? Yeah, go ahead, sue me for that allegation. We'll see what Discovery finds about this allegation. Because if Diddy knows there is something there, the last thing he wants is any sort of legal look into what could be waiting behind door number three.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is Diddy is paddling upstream. He and his defense team, there are so many lawsuits and so many things, you know, people lurking behind every bush. Really, we're into the hundreds, I think.
Yeah.
You know, allegations and people, I mean, we're talking decades here. So it makes some sense. And now that this RICO can stretch clear back, which they were brilliant to charge that way, it's just going to keep coming. And I don't think he'll sue Al B. Shore. He needs to try to protect himself and his assets at this point. $1 billion is a lot of money, but you're going to see it all sliding away quickly because everybody else is still spending it.
It will be the fastest billion ever spent. Really? I mean, it really will.
Like the Menendez brothers, you know, yes. Everybody asks, where's the Menendez? But now it was 30 years ago, but that money was gone within years, long gone.
Exactly.
Strap in and get ready to go back in time. Gen X Time Machine is here to transport you back to the glorious days of neon, big hair, and cassette tapes that always needed rewinding.
To figure out where Tupperware, like, went wrong, we kind of got to start at the beginning.
Remember when MTV actually played music videos? Or when lunch wasn't complete without Dunkaroos? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like trying to recapture the magic of a bygone era.
Yeah.
We're diving into all that and more. So if you want to relive the 80s and 90s in all their retro glory, hit up Gen X Time Machine wherever you get your podcasts.
VHS is looking like the obvious winner, right?
Oh, and don't forget the rise of the video rental store, remember?
Subscribe, because who doesn't need another excuse to avoid adulting? You're welcome, the Gen X Time Machine.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.